Good day, it's Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily Financial Services News Wrap on this Monday, October 21st, 2024. Let's dive into the significant financial news influencing our lives and wallets across Australia. To begin, a pivotal report from the Reserve Bank of Australia, or the RBA, has shed new light on our current rental crisis. Contrary to popular belief, high interest rates aren't the primary culprit. The report, spearheaded by Declan Tuhig, Anirudh Yadav, and Jonathan Hamber, points a finger at housing supply shortages. Drawing parallels with cities such as New York and London, the authors offer solutions that involve urban planning and governmental policy reform. A small prologue to our next story. They also find that these supply issues have a greater impact on rents than borrowing costs, a revelation that could help alleviate rental burdens. Our next segment deals with the real-life repercussions of the rental crisis. Over the past 3 years, Australians renting houses and apartments have undergone an unprecedented surge in costs. Astoundingly, data from Domain shows a 38% and a 50% increase in median house and unit rents, respectively. As a result, everyday spending has taken a heavy hit, particularly amongst the younger population who rent. The findings from the Commonwealth Bank of Australia corroborate this. While renters' per capita spending saw a meager growth of 1.1%, inflation incontrovertibly beat this growth. This stark disparity draws attention to the broader economic effects of soaring rent hikes on lifestyles across the country. Shifting gears, let's touch upon the realm of Superfund fees. A survey by Vanguard Australia reveals a startling fact. Only 1% of Australians fully comprehend these fees, despite the mandated transparency. Phrases like administrative, investment, and transaction costs baffle the majority. The research conducted by the CT Group further establishes this, with 74% identifying administration fees, but very few acknowledging the others. Expanding upon this, not just the recognition, but understanding the impact of these fees on savings is equitably essential. Tools like ATO's Your Super have been designed for comparison, yet it's the clear communication of these fees that requires a revamp. Finally, news from a key player in the superannuation world, Australian Super is expanding its horizons to the US data center market, making a significant $2.2 billion investment in DataBank in partnership with DigitalBridge. This venture marks a substantial shift in Australian Super's strategy, adding to their staggering $60 billion real assets portfolio. This move demonstrates their proactive position towards the digital economy and aligns them with international peers like the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board. And that wraps up our financial services news for today. For more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay informed and poised for financial growth. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, signing off.